What's going on, my Rugrats?
What is happening, folks? How is everybody doing today? I need your guys' help. You know, we got to spread the word of the podcast. I post all about it all over my stuff. I need you guys to post some stuff, you know? That would be super helpful if you guys could just post a little bit. I'm trying to back up the Brinks truck, you know? Just tell a couple friends. Tell a couple friends about the podcast. Help me out, you know? I'm not getting paid to do this. I'm not making you pay me to do this. So just say, hey guys, I got something I want to share with you. Say it like this. I'm awful with words, so just be like, hey, you guys want to hear something funny? And just play the podcast. Just do that, I think. Or just be like, hey, can you help my friend out? If we're friends. And be like, just listen to this. By the way, big shout out to Nate Diesel for giving me some podcast topics since, again, no one wants to interact with me. Anyway, I think today is going to be a fun one. I think we got a good one today. So, without any further ado, let's get into this bitch. I was at the gym, and the YG song, I won't say it, but it's my, and then the dreaded N-word, came on Spotify, and I was running on a treadmill, and I was into it, you know, and I was lipping the words, and, I don't know, it's just like, I started thinking why it's such a big deal if a white guy or a white chick, you know, or anything other than a black person is singing a song, okay? I'm not saying like going up to somebody and calling them like N-word, even if they don't say ER, they say the AH, right? Because it's one of those magic words that everybody likes to get offended by, even though it's just a mouth noise. It's just like, it was just weird to me because if I was by myself, I would have been singing it, you know, like everybody else would. Don't pretend you wouldn't, you know? But like, it's such a shame if somebody sings it. And I was thinking like, what would the artist be thinking if an artist made a song and like, isn't the whole idea so that people sing along with it? So if I get it that like people want to say it's black culture because they started it because it's rap music, but I just feel like if an artist makes a song, it's like somebody making a painting, like an artist painting something, and then you saying, you're not allowed to have that because you're a certain color. It's like this weird thing that, it's this weird like racism that people don't want to say is racism, but it really is. It's just weird to me that I started thinking like, I don't know, what do you guys think? Do you think if it's in a song, can a white person say the N-word? That's going to be the new Twitter poll, so go vote on it. Because to me, like personally, I think if it's a song and you're singing, I think you should be allowed to say it. And like my black friends, if I'm around them, I usually do say it just because like I don't want to be friends anyway with somebody that would get so offended by a word, by a mouth noise. Or like if you type it, like if I typed out N-I-G-G-A on Twitter or something, people would be like, you're not allowed to type that word. What the fuck? Dude, are you really that offended by fucking five letters? I didn't type E-R, I typed A. That's like, I don't think anybody could call me anything that would offend me that much. And I get it. Okay. I don't know about slavery. You're right, I don't. But neither do you. Okay. If you're a 23-year-old black dude, you don't know about slavery either. You know what they taught us. And you know, I'm not saying that it was a good thing. I'm totally on your side on this, okay? I'm totally on the right side for this. I'm just saying, if it's in a song, I should be allowed to say it. Or, if I'm using it as a term of endearment, what's up, my, you know? I'm borrowing the word. You guys can have it. It's yours. I got it. Let me borrow it sometimes. That's all. Stop being so selfish, right? But I was listening to, I only got like the beginning of the podcast, of the Joe Rogan podcast with Duncan Trussell and shit. I can't think of his name. But he was talking about the Outkast song, Hey Ya. And you hear that song and you think it's like, it's very upbeat because of the way they sing it. But like, listen to the words. It's, my baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want it but can't see... But can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking through together because we don't know how. That whole song is about not knowing how to love. What do they say? What's cooler than being cool? Ice cold. Like, the whole song is about not knowing how to love somebody. Like, saying that this generation doesn't know how to love people. And I think to a point that's kind of true. I really do. And it's a shame. There's too many people on Twitter posting, I need a girlfriend for the winter, or I need a boyfriend for the winter. That's not what you do. And I get it, you just want attention. But don't post that, because it looks so desperate, looks so thirsty, makes you look so bad. You know what I mean? It's not a good look for anybody. Or like on Facebook, you just see people arguing all the time, you know. You got people that just, they argue and they're in a relationship, and it's sad, kind of. Excuse me, I burped. But you see these couples that break up every other weekend. You know it's coming, but... You can't talk them over. You can't talk them any sense into them. It's very weird. Oh shit! Here's the cover is by Obadiah Parker, and it's really good. Let me see if it'll play. Yeah, here it is. But like the way he sings it, you kind of get the feeling of what the song is really, really about. But here you go. And now you guys are probably like, oh, dude, your fucking taste in music sucks. Whatever, man. I'm just saying that when you listen to a cover of a song, sometimes you get like, sometimes the dude that is covering the song gets that point across more than the actual person singing the song, if that makes any sense. Because the artist that's singing the song usually wants the... You just know that person and you know their vibe. They can't change it up. But if you get a cover like this, that guy can give you kind of the feeling of the real song. Because if you listen to that and then the real Hey Ya, they sound like completely different songs. One's upbeat and then the other one is, it's kind of like, it's realness. And it's, I really liked it. That's all. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I got on this. Oh, fuck it, the N-word in songs and saying it or not saying it. Like I said, go vote on my Twitter poll because it will be up by the time this podcast reaches your ear holes, you sweet little savages that are my rugrats. Man, it's so nice having your own cult, you know? I feel like, I don't know, I wish I could just give you guys all, this is like, I wish I could give you all a big old hug and we could just...
be great. By the way, Dan is a monster, okay? He was telling me that all Rudolph was saying that those kids, it was a story of bullying until the bully victim gave the bulliers what they wanted, hence his red nose, the light that guided Santa through the night. and Dan, I don't know if Dan didn't have, like, a childhood where he was just not watching Christmas movies. He was just watching Die Hard because he's on this bandwagon that he thinks Die Hard's a Christmas movie. It's not. Don't at me. But whatever. Dan, you monster. One of the things that people wanted me to talk about was why Europe has no tipping, but the U.S. does. And I don't do politics. I don't like it. But I do, I like people. And I'm pretty sure Europe is, like, on top of us with, like, happiness factor and poverty level. So how about this, America? How about you just fucking pay people and don't have them depending on your shitty customer? Because you know what? When I was in high school and I would go to fucking Applebee's or some shit for half price appetizers, you think I was leaving the tip that that person needs? Dude, I was 17, 16 years old getting all you could eat wings at Quaker Steak for like 12 bucks. That 12 bucks was all I had, bro. I got water for a reason. I couldn't afford a pop. So how about this, you cheap-ass fucks? Pay people instead of making them depend on your customers. It just doesn't make sense. This dude at this interview, by the way, this sales interview, quote-unquote sales, he was like, I said, so it was all commission. And I was like, so is this all commission or is there like you get paid plus commission? He said, it's all commission because we don't believe in telling you what you're worth per hour. And I was like, in my head, I was like, motherfucker, this is a motherfucking scam is what this is. And he pulls out this sheet and it was basically like somebody was trying to pitch me to sell Herbalife or that Vema shit that people used to sell. It was basically like somebody like, hey, join my team and invest in my Bitcoin with me. You silly fucks. No, I'm not going to do that, okay? Because I'm not an idiot. He said, we don't want to, who am I to tell you what you're worth per hour? And I was like, the person that's going to pay me to work per hour? I don't know. Look, man, you have to pay people. I don't know, like, what jobs are expecting. So, I'm about to start at UPS. I don't know. It's just like, can we take, like, it's, I feel like America is like, we escaped from, they're still like on this, like, we got out of Britain for a reason, man. We had to get away from fucking that side of the pond, that big ocean. We had to get away from those guys. So we're not going to accept anything that they do. We're not going to pay people. How about this? How about the people that eat at our restaurant pay the people? What? Bro, no. You pay me, then they pay me if I do good. The fuck? How about that? That's like, man, that is as big of a scam as fucking college. And I swear, dude, college is a scam, and it's like, college versus no college, like, we're in this weird time where everybody knows college is a scam, but you have to go anyway and put yourself in debt. Like, I'm not doing that, okay? And if that means that I can't work with fucking animals and, like, save the world or whatever, I don't know, man. I like fucking helping people. I like that good feeling you get. I'm so, I don't know what the word is. Like, I want to help people,
but I want to help people for the good feeling I get inside. I don't want to, like, I'm so selfish. I don't want to help people. Like, I do want people to do better, but at the end of the day, I want to help people because it gives me a good feeling inside. And that's super selfish, right? Anyway, I don't know, but I can't, like, I can't go overseas and help somebody because I didn't want to go to school to put myself in debt. It just doesn't make sense. Like, give me hands-on experience. That's all I need. You can go to school for 4 years to be a teacher, but if you just shadowed a teacher for a year and help them out and do stuff for a year, I feel like that is so much more effective than going to a class and having somebody tell you and just write down notes and take tests and shit. I feel like, man, it's such a scam. And, like, the fact that I can't get a job that I want because I didn't want to go pay the school system tens of thousands of dollars that I don't even have. So I could get out, I can go to high school, graduate that, get into a good school that costs, I don't know, on the cheap end, let's say $20,000 a year. Okay, so after 4 years, 5 years, $100,000 that I didn't even have that I owe back to this place for getting me a job that makes, let's say, $60,000 a year. Okay, I got rent, I got bills, I got all this shit. I'm paying that school back for the rest of my life. Do people not see the fucking, like, do you not see what I'm, like, talking about where it just doesn't make sense? It doesn't make any sense. That, like, we just, I don't know. It's just fall in line, you know? Fucking get on the assembly line and do your job. I don't know. Like, a trade school, even. That's still, like, frowned upon. Like, if you go to a trade school for something, people still, like, kind of are like, you went to a fucking trade school? Yeah, motherfucker. I know what I want to do. Let me do it. Okay? If I want to work, okay, let's just say, hypothetically, that I was going to go to be a marine biologist. Why do I need to take a whole class on fucking Spanish history? What? That makes zero sense, okay? If they make you take, like, a second language, that makes sense. But, like, just the idea of taking classes that don't pertain to what you want, like, your goal, it's like, what? We got this broken system and somebody needs to fix it. It's probably not going to get fixed in my lifetime. I'm 24 years old, probably won't get fixed in my lifetime. But hopefully for future kids, like my kids or my grandkids, hopefully they don't get stuck in these same traps that I see my friends getting into, or just kids my age, you know, and kids that are coming, like, I know my little cousin, he's going to get stuck in this trap. It's just, it's so gross. It's money, 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 money. Pay me, pay me, pay me, pay me. It's gross, man. I don't know. Why go to school if when you get out, you're doing something you enjoy, but you're paying for that job. Like, just, you're paying to get a job. It doesn't make sense. And then on top of, like, all that debt, well, I don't have this, at least, but, like, stressing over a job, like, that's kind of what I have right now. I'm stressing over a job. Doesn't matter that, like, I'm stressing over a job, not a career. No, it doesn't matter, but I'm fucking stressed out about it. I mean, I have, like, UPS, like, yeah, I can make that into a career, but what if I hate it, you know, and I'm stressing out over it, and it doesn't make sense. Like, we could die, okay? We can die. You could die while you're listening to this fucking podcast, okay? I could die while I'm recording it. We could die at any moment in life, okay? Any moment. Like, you could fucking get some weird disease or something that you it's terminal, right? And I'm over here stressing about what thing I'm gonna do for 8 hours a day to make money. It doesn't make sense. Or, like, just stressing out over little shit. Like, oh, that show was on at 10 when I thought it was on at 9. Shit like that. Like, oh, you fucking... I got mad at Jenna the other day because she forgot to record the after show of the UFC. Because sometimes it goes over. And then I thought about it and I was like, why am I even fucking mad about this? I could just look online and, like, see it. And I was just, like, being a cunt for no reason. It's like, what? Why was I doing that? I just get mad over little shit. Sometimes getting mad over little shit makes for a good story, though. So, for sure, get mad over little shit. But, like, don't dwell on it. You know, get mad for a second and then be over it. I don't know. Just live your fucking life, you know? Be happy instead of being this, like, weird slave to society. That's what Kanye was talking about when he said we're slave. Like, the fucking Yeezus, he said the black slaves or white slaves or black skin. It was something like that where he was talking about being a slave. And he wasn't talking about being a slave in, like, the sense of of what you think slavery is. But he was saying we're slaves to brands. And it's 100% true. When you go to the store, you look at the pair of Nikes, and then you look at the pair of fucking, I don't know, Shaqs, okay? You see a pair of Nikes or a pair and ones. I don't know if Shaqs are even a thing anymore. And you instantly look to see how much the Nikes are, because those are the ones you want, because society makes you think that they're the ones you want. Even if it's the same shoe, but one has a Nike check, you want that Nike. You want that Nike check, you know? You want that status, right? You want the kids in school or the kids at work or the kids wherever you're at, you want them to say, look at your shoes and be like, oh, he's got the Nikes on. You don't want them to look and be like, oh, he's got the and ones. And it's just like the shit you're wearing doesn't have any effect on the person you are. But for some reason, we're like brainwashed to think that it does. Like if somebody's not wearing like the cool clothes or the name brand stuff, that they're just like less of a person, right? It's like super weird that we think that way. Or like for girls, you go to the store and you see, I don't know, you see the Apple Watch, and then you see like just some off-brand watch. Which one are you gonna grab? You're gonna watch. Grab the Apple Watch because that's the one that you want to have, even though it's same exact watch, except one has a little fucking apple with a bite taken out of it on the fucking wristband. Or like a Michael Kors bag versus just a normal bag. You want that one that says has the MK on it because why? Because you don't want to look fucking like a loser. You want people to look at you and say, oh my God, she has money. Who cares, man? Be happy. The fucking bag isn't bringing you any joy in your life. It brought you joy when you bought it. That little split second of joy you got when you bought it. But is it really making a difference in your life, your daily life? What kind of bag you have or shoes you have? Ah, man. It just, I don't know. On a lighter note... have you seen that, you know, like the LGBTQ plus, whatever everything is, did you see they want to add P for, pedophilia? Bro. What the fuck is happening in America? Seriously, what the fuck? They're saying... that being a pedophile, they're saying, just like how being gay isn't a choice, it's how you're born. They're saying that being a pedophile isn't a choice, it's how you're born. That somehow they should be able to justify being a pedophile because it's not their choice. As if they're looking at these little kids or looking at pictures of little kids, which could be somebody's daughter, is somebody's daughter or son, or touching somebody's daughter or son, and they're just gonna brush it off as, you know, I was born this way. Okay, well, if you want to add P, then you have to add R for rapists, because I'm sure those people raping don't want to do it, but they have no choice, okay? So you might as well do that, too. It's like, okay, can we add a W for white guys and a B for black guys? WG and BG, you know? Because I didn't have a choice. I was just a white guy, you know? That's it. Except now, I feel like, because you could say now, I think I could say now that I identify as a black man. can you guys, can we just refer to me as a black guy from now on? My name's still John Thozeski. It's a white, but I want to be referred to as a black man. Because I'm not really sure what my reasoning is, but, you know, it's so bizarre. This world is getting so bizarre. I don't know. Jenna just gave me some ideas. How do you guys feel about, I don't know if you guys saw the video that I posted, but it was DMX singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and if you haven't seen it, please go watch it and like it. Dude, DMX needs to have his own Christmas album, okay? DMX, fucking, could you imagine him? This is why I thought it was so funny. Not the actual song. DMX had to go to the fucking studio and be like, where my dog's at? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay, it's not the fact that he sang that, but picture him in the studio, headphones on, super mean mugging. You know he was like either super stoned or drinking like lean or something. I mean, that's at least what I hope. I don't hope he like was addicted to lean, but I hope that he was drinking it while he was singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Just like picture fucking... Just picture him in like an ugly Christmas sweater in the studio, just going nuts, dude. That's what I hope happened, okay? I want DMX to have a fucking Santa hat on and an ugly Christmas sweater going nuts in the studio, in the booth. I'm about to kill this. he gets up to the mic and he goes. He gets up to the mic and he's like, "Hey DJ, where my dog's at? I'm about to kill this shit." He gets in. He goes, "Where my reindeer at?" Could you like singing "All I Want for Christmas"? Like the Mariah Carey one. You know how in the Mariah Carey one, like after she sings, it's like that voice is like, "And I want the DMX one to be like, I want him to be like, "I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need." I want that to happen. Dude. DMX's Christmas album would be lit. It would be the most lit thing probably in the world. And this is what I want on the cover. I want a Christmas tree behind him on fire, okay? And I want, there's got to be a picture of him with like a bunch of dogs. And the dogs have ugly Christmas sweaters. He has an ugly Christmas sweater. The dogs' faces are like right up to the camera on the cover of the album. And he's like posted up behind him, like mean mugging it. And like arms crossed. Christmas trees in the back burning. They're like, and it's not like a bad burn. Like they're like a happy burn. Like it's so lit here. And I want it to be called DMX Christmas Album, and then like the semicolon, A Christmas with the Dogs. That's, dude. Dude. Is that not the best idea you've ever heard? Holy shit. I swear to you guys, I just came up with that as I was saying it. DMX Christmas, A Christmas with the Dogs. That'd be so sick. That would be so sick. DMX, if you hear me, DMX, please make that album. You know what else is weird? People who celebrate their birthdays after 21, and I'm one of those people. I'm a weirdo. Where's the cutoff age? Is it 30 or is it 25? Hopefully it's 30, because I love being the center of attention, if you haven't noticed from having my own podcast. I love being the center of attention. Jenna's birthday is on Saturday, so if you guys listen to this on Saturday, tell JC happy birthday. Big old 23, her LeBron year. Fuck a Jordan year. It's the LeBron year, because he's the GOAT. Don't at me. Yeah, I don't know. Birthdays after 21, it's like there's no milestones after that. Oh my god, you turned 25, your insurance goes down. 18, here's a pack of cigarettes. 21, oh, you want some drinks too? Oh, 25, your insurance goes down. Yay. How come like our birthdays, like the milestone birthdays, are so stupid? And what I mean is, like, you turn 18, you could buy cigarettes or fucking Black and Milds, whatever you smoke. And then you have to wait another 3 years to drink alcohol? Dude, cigarettes are so much worse than alcohol. They're both awful for you, but cigarettes are awful for you. They're both so bad. They should both be illegal. I mean, if marijuana is illegal, cigarettes and alcohol both need to be illegal. Because they do way more harm to you than smoking weed. Like, you smoke weed, what happens? You're way more careful about shit and you drive better. You don't drive better, you drive more careful. Oh, and you get hungry, okay? Stoned people are the only ones that should be based on, like, if you're tipping somebody, because they're like, they order like $10 worth of food, and then they'll tip like another $10 because they're so stoned they don't even know what's going on. Whatever. I was driving today. So, like, today's the first. Okay, so it snowed the one night, but by the time we woke up, the streets were pretty much cleared. Today's the first day that, like, snow was actually on the ground. How come in Ohio, this is Northeast Ohio, the fucking snow belt, why are people still pretending like they don't know how to drive in the snow? Like, it's every time somebody drives in the snow, it's like their first time driving in the fucking snow. Dude, just go. Okay, you don't have to hit your brakes every fucking minute, every 10 seconds, dude. Just go slower, okay? I don't want to go 20 miles an hour behind you in a 35 and have you hitting your brakes after every fucking bump in the street, which also is almost every second. Like, people are just driving with their foot on the brake. Like, just go slower, okay? I'm already going slow. I'm going slow enough that if I need to stop, I could stop. So just go slow. Or, like, what's even equally as worse is the dudes that, like, fucking, you're going slow because the streets are covered in snow and there's just some asshole that's zooming around everybody. Hey, man, take it easy. Or crash. You know? You have two options. Drive the speed limit. Or, if you don't, I get it, okay? If you don't want to drive the speed limit, that's cool. But do me a favor, run your car into a snowbank. And then, bury yourself. Does that sound like a good idea, buddy? Drive yourself into a snowbank, and then, bury yourself. That's all. Yeah, I had something else I wanted to talk about. And the podcast. But I can't find it. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, I don't remember. What the fuck? I don't know. Hey, what's up with Netflix not having any good Christmas movies, by the way, besides, like, the Santa Claus? They said they had 1, 2, and 3, but that's a motherfucking lie. You know it's Netflix. You know it's a lie. Hulu, you might as well just throw that shit out because they don't have any Christmas movies. And how about this, too? How come every time I turn on the Christmas movie channel, it's fucking The Nightmare Before Christmas? I get it, okay? Good movie, but it's not that good. Okay? The Nightmare Before Christmas is not that good of a movie. It's fun to watch once. Elf, throw that shit on fucking repeat. Christmas Vacation, throw that shit on repeat. The Rankin Bass movies, you know those claymation ones, the real old corny ones, throw those motherfuckers on repeat. You're gonna hit me with fucking The Nightmare Before Christmas. Get that shit out of my face. Or how about this one that's on all the time? I don't think anybody watches it. Arthur Christmas? Nah, I'm not talking about Arthur the Anteater. I'm talking about Arthur. I don't even know. I didn't even watch it because it's not Arthur the Anteater. How are you going to honey dick me into clicking on it thinking I'm going to get Arthur the old school show that was on PBS, motherfucker, and it's not. It's just some fucking cartoon. Throw Frozen on that bitch or something. Like, I want to hear Let It Snow. I've never seen it, okay? And I'm also 24. Can't go buy it if I don't have a kid. Hey, I'm a 24-year-old man. I love being disrespectful. But can't go buy Frozen. By the way, I got a sick-ass Justin Bieber shirt because Daddy's disrespectful as fuck. Okay, that might be the cover of this podcast. Me and my Justin Bieber shirt. Because I'm disrespect. I'm sadis. Respects. I don't know. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I ranted a lot, I think. I'm going to have to listen to it again because I don't even remember what the fuck I said. But, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. For sure, share it, though. Retweet the links. Like the links. Share the links. Please be my friends. Oh, by the way, if you listen this far, add me on Snapchat. It's just my first name, first and last name instead of Papa Thozeski. It's just John Thozeski now. Just JonThozeski. Got it? Get it? Got it good. And until next time, y'all. Peace.